知行英语。Listen and share.
Guardian on the road. 路边天使。I reached around the back seat and grabbed onto a large flashlight that was on the floorboard. As this figure walked around to my mom's side of the car, I held it firmly in my hand. The figure was a woman, tall and slender and quite docile it seemed. I, however, would not be fooled by this act. I just knew she was up to something.She started to speak to my mom, and to my surprise, she spoke German. My mother is from Germany, and most of my older siblings speak very fluent German. I could not understand a word they were saying. Yet, I still held the flashlight tight. Then, my mother rolled the window up a ways and asked me if I would mind giving this woman a ride home.The ride had apparently not shown, and she would be stuck out here if we didn't. I asked my mom why this lady couldn't call someone else. My mom told me that this woman had just moved here from Germany, and they had not yet had their phone turned on. I felt this to be very strange and said that I really didn't like the idea of giving her a ride.Mom patted me on the shoulder and said it would be all right. I insisted that I sit in the back seat then, the way I figured that if she pulled something funny, I would be able to whack her on the head and take care of any problems. Mom said that would be fine.
我伸手到后排座位后的地板上，抓起了一个大手电筒。那人绕到妈妈的座椅旁，我则紧握着那个手电筒。是个女人，高挑、瘦弱，看起来很温和，但我是不会被她蒙蔽的。我知道她有所企图。她开始和妈妈说话，让我惊讶的是，她说的居然是德语。我妈妈是德国人。我好几个哥哥姐姐都会讲一口流利的德语，他们说的话我一句也听不懂，但我还是紧握着电筒。随后妈妈把车窗摇起一点，问我介不介意载这个女人回家。送她回家的车没来，要是我们不载她的话，她就得一直待在这儿了。我问妈妈她为什么不给其他人打电话，妈妈告诉我她刚从德国搬来，还没有开通电话。我还是觉得有点奇怪，便回答说不愿载他。妈妈拍拍我的肩说不会有什么问题，我坚持要坐在后排，这样如果他有什么不轨行为，我也可以从后面打他的脑袋解决麻烦。妈妈同意了我的提议。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
I reached around the back seat and grabbed onto a large flashlight that was on the floorboard.
我伸手到后排座位后的地板上，抓起了一个大手电筒。
As this figure walked around to my mom's side of the car, I held it firmly in my hand.
那人绕到妈妈的座椅旁，我则紧握着那个手电筒。
The figure was a woman, tall and slender and quite docile it seemed.
是个女人，高挑、瘦弱，看起来很温和。
I, however, would not be fooled by this act. I just knew she was up to something.
但我是不会被她蒙蔽的，我知道她有所企图。
She started to speak to my mom, and to my surprise, she spoke German.
他开始和妈妈说话。让我惊讶的是，他说的居然是德语。
My mother is from Germany, and most of my older siblings speak very fluent German.
我妈妈是德国人，我好几个哥哥姐姐都会讲一口流利的德语。
I could not understand a word they were saying, yet I still held the flashlight tight.
他们说的话我一句也听不懂，但我还是紧握着电筒。
Then, my mother rolled the window up, a ways, and asked me if I would mind giving this woman a ride home.
随后，妈妈把车窗摇起一点，问我介不介意载这个女人回家。
A ride had apparently not shown, and she would be stuck out here if we didn't.
送她回家的车没来，要是我们不载她的话，她就得一直待在这儿了。
I asked my mom,Why this lady couldn't call someone else?
我问妈妈她为什么不给其他人打电话。
My mom told me that this woman had just moved here from Germany, and they had not yet had their phone turned on.
妈妈告诉我，她刚从德国搬来，还没有开通电话。
I felt this to be very strange, and said that I really didn't like the idea of giving her a ride.
我还是觉得有点奇怪，便回答说不愿载他。
Mom patted me on the shoulder and said it would be all right. I insisted that I sit in the back seat then.
妈妈拍拍我的肩，说不会有什么问题，我坚持要坐在后排。
The way I figured that if she pulled something funny, I would be able to whack her on the head and take care of any problems.
这样，如果他有什么不轨行为，我也可以从后面打他的脑袋，解决麻烦。
Mom said that would be fine.
妈妈同意了我的提议。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Reach, 伸手。Reach.这时通常都和 out 或者是 for 来连用，比如说 he reached for the apple， 他伸手去拿那个苹果。这个词也可以做名词，表示伸手够到的范围。所以我们有一个词组叫做 within one's reach， 意思就是在能够到的范围内。引申出的意思是在什么的能力范围内了。而这个词组的反义词就是 out of one's reach。来举个例子吧。The question is too hard, and is completely out of my reach. 这道题目太难了，完全在我能力范围外。In my hand, 这里这个词组的意思是在手中。Hand 的片语在英语里很多，我们在中文也经常说，你逃不出我的手心。所以 in hand 的意思就是在什么的控制中。
The situation is now in hand.
局势已经控制住了。On hand 表示的是在手头，在手边。比如说
I always like to keep a certain amount of money on hand.
我总喜欢在手头备好一笔钱。
Up to, 忙于。这个词一般都是表示忙于做一些不轨的行为。我们在日常生活中常问人家你最近在做什么呢？用英语我们就可以说 What are you up to?跟另外一句问候语 What's up 意思上很相近，但是你要听对方的语气哦。有时候 What are you up to 是你在搞什么鬼啊的意思。例如父母回到家，看到家里孩子弄得一团糟，往往就会生气的大叫
What are you up to?
Give somebody a ride,
让某人搭便车。比如说
Could you give me a ride to school tomorrow?
你明天能载我一程去学校吗？这个片语的意思和 give somebody a lift 是一样的。我们在电视里常看到很多外国人坐背包客在外面旅行，就在路上招手拦车。这种搭便车我们叫做 hitchhike。来看一个例句
：Yesterday I hitchhiked my way to a small village several miles away from London.
昨天我一路搭乘便车去离伦敦几英里外的一个小镇。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，
谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。